Sawhorse.
Did you care about such a store?
No, is it being in England? That's it, let's go ahead.
That's a saw? What'd you call that? A saw?
No, what was I saying?
The frame for the
saw horse.
Okay. What shape was that?
Oh, it has four legs, two on each side, and something goes in the middle. Mm-hmm. A piece of wood that goes in the middle, and four legs. Mm-hmm. And you stand there, you put your lumber or whatever you want on and saw it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you need two saw horses.
Yeah, well, that's what you do with two of them. Mm-hmm. And then you put that in and you saw it. So you can two or three ways you can fix it. Mm-hmm.
You ever seen one X shape?
Yeah, that's what I started to see. And then you lay them, that log, whatever you want, in that X. Mm-hmm. On each one of them. And you can two or three ways to fix it.
You call that a saw horse too?
That's what I would call it.
Wait, are you talking about...
Some that the carpenters use.
Uh-huh. See, there are two different things. There's a thing sort of like that, sort of A-shaped, you know.
Yeah.
It has a board going across the top of it. Then there's a little X-shaped thing that you can set the log down in.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which one would you call the sawhorse, or would you call both of them?
Both of them, I guess.
Okay. And, you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
Okay, and if you're going to use that, you say you're going to
brush my hair.
Okay. And
it needs it. Huh? I said mine needs it.
You say you sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap.
Okay. And what do people put in a pistol?
Bullets.
Okay, but another name? Say
pistol.
Huh?
No, or something with another name in a pistol.
Yeah, well, say in a shotgun.
Cartridges.
Okay. And this is something that children play on it. You take a board and anchor it in the middle and it goes up and...
A seesaw.
Okay. And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
And do you ever hear taking a limber plank and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump on it?
Jump board.
Now, what would that be like?
We call it a jump board.
Uh-huh. Was that fixed out at both ends?
Well, there'd be one heavier than the other, see.
Uh-huh.
And the one that was the heaviest get down on the board and jump hard like that, and that puts the light one way over, makes him go way over.
How would that be fixed, and if you're going to build one, how would you do it?
Well, you got a big old log or something and put it on it. Put a board on it, a plank on it, that's strong enough to hold you up. And then you just jump up on it.
Set the board down on what?
On a log or whatever you want to fix it on.
So it's set in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It'd have to be in the middle.
And you take a board and anchor it down the middle and it spins around and around.
Yeah, go around.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that? Blind Jenny or Riding Horse? Or?
Might be something like that.
And so you might take a long rope and tie that to a tree limb and you make a...
swing.
Okay. And something that people used to carry coal in.
Carried coal in what?
Carried coal in to carry it up to the house.
A bucket, I guess.
Okay. And then it runs from the stove up to the chimney on a
pipe.
Okay. And this is something that you might use, say, if you were going to move bricks or something heavy like that. It's got a little wheel in the front and two handles to it.